Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I wanted to make a couple announcements. The new devotional is out. It's called Tomorrow of Troubles of His Own. The key verse today is Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Okay, that's available. Also, you can message me at any of the links in my bio. If you click the bio, says Linktree, it'll take you to multiple platforms that host a podcast on, or a messaging service you can message me on. You can message me on anything that asks questions, for prayer requests, for anointing oil, prayer cloths. If you want the devotional sent to your home, it's all free of charge. So one thing I need is your address. I go every Thursday or every other Thursday to the post office. So if you message me by Wednesday, which today will be kind of late because today is Thursday, I won't be able to get you on until next week, but you'll get a pamphlet of maybe 7 devotionals in it for you. It'll come once a week for you if you want that sent to you. Also, if you click the first link in my bio, it would take you to surrenderministries.info.org, and you can actually read as many devotions you want. They're free. You just click them and they fit perfectly to the phone. It's mobile friendly. Also, it's a chat box in there. You click that chat box, you put your name and email address, and you and me can chat. If you have any questions about a verse that you're concerned with, or maybe prayer request, situations going on, you want, advice, I don't mind giving that advice. It's all free of charge. Just message me. If I don't know what to do, we will pray and God will answer us and we will get an answer for him. Like I tell everyone, if you message me, please give me time. I do have other people that I'm responding to, so please give me time. So let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. We ask you to cover us in your blood. We ask you to help us to understand your word, Father God. As we read today the devotional or your holy word, Father God, give us understanding. Help us apply the word to our life, Father God. Help us understand that you are what we need, Father God. We don't need anyone else but you, Father God. And Father God, we ask you to help us to rely on you. Help us to trust in you, Father God. Help us to believe that you're all-knowing, Father God. Father God, help us not to doubt you, Father God. Father God, help us to lean on your word, Father God. Father God, every day give us peace and give us favor at our jobs, Father God. Some of us have jobs that are stressful and we deal with stressful people. And Father God, help us to conduct ourselves as a beacon of light in that job, Father God. Help when people see us, they be like, this person is a man of God. This person is a woman of God. Father God, help them not to see us any other way. Help us to bear those fruits that you've given us, Father God. Father God, help us to pray every day. Help us to want to read our word, Father God. Help us to want to connect with you and communicate with you, Father God. Father God, help us not to worry about tomorrow, but worry about what's here and now, and not even worry about what's here and now, but give everything up to you and let you handle everything. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we actually watch over the people that are in the hospital rooms, Father God, that's having surgery, women that are giving birth, Father God, people that are being rushed into the emergency room, Father God, heal their body, Father God, touch the person that I talked to today that was grieving about their son's death, Father God, help them to get through it, Father God. Every day she says she wakes up empty, and Father God, we ask you to feel her, Father God. We ask you to touch her grieving heart, Father God. Watch over this woman that told me that her mother fell and they found a tumor in the back of her head and they removed the tumor and they don't know how the mother's going to do. But Father God, touch her mother. Touch her family, Father God. Father God, I ask you right now to touch these people that are hurting in their heart for their loved ones, Father God. The ones that are standing in a gap waiting for their family to be touched, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch the people that are dealing with COVID still, dealing with measles, dealing with the flu, asthma, allergies and sinuses, Father God. I ask you to touch those people right now, Father God. Watch over their children, Father God. Watch over their families, Father God. Touch each person, Father God. Watch over the people that are broken on the inside, Father God. They don't feel like going any further, Father God. They feel like this is the end for them, or if they feel like they can't push forward. But Father God, let them know that you're there. Let them know that you care. Let them know that you're carrying them through if they need it, Father God. Father God, I ask you to go with them, Father God. I ask you to touch their lives in every way, Father God. Father God, help some of us that are too controlled. We want to hold on to the control. Let us let go of it and give it to you, Father God. Help us to do that, Father God. Father God, watch over Jamail. He said, I want my father to be saved. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, save his father's soul. But Jamail, your father had to be saved when he wants to be saved. But Father God, we still going to lift this father up. We ask you to touch him. We ask you to touch anyone else that's looking for a family member to be saved. Father God, save their soul. But Father God, let them be saved when they want to be saved, Father God. Father God, help them to see what is true, which is you. Father God, we ask you to watch over Carson. He said, I have a big test Friday. Father God, touch him. Touch him in a mighty way, Father God. Help him to pass the test that he needs to pass, Father God. Help him to remember everything that you have, that he has studied for, Father God. Father God, watch over anyone else that has a big test that's coming up. Father God, we ask you to watch over Brandy. She says a tumor on my stomach. Father God, we ask you to touch Brandy. Anyone else that has a tumor on their stomach or a tumor in their body. Father God, we ask you to touch these people right now from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Father God. We ask you to cover them in your blood, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch them right now, Father God. Give them peace in their life. Give their family peace in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Lawrence. He said, I got arrested. Father God, I ask you to touch Lawrence. Father God, I ask you to help him with his bail. I ask you to help him when he goes to court. I ask you to help him through whatever he's going to go through, Father God. Let him know that you're with him and let him see the error of his ways, if it was errors in his ways. Father God, watch over anyone else that have gotten arrested. Father God, we actually watch over Andrew. He's had really bad asthma. Touch Andrew's lungs, Father God. Breathe for him, Father God. Help him to rely on you, Father God. Help him to do what he needs to do with his asthma, Father God. Father God, watch over Cyril, C-Y-R-I-L. He said, I'm in the first stages of kidney failure. Father God, I ask you to watch over him. I ask you to touch his body, Father God. I know you can reverse anything that's going on. You did it for Hezekiah. I know you would do it for him. Father God, I ask you to touch him right now. Anyone else that's dealing with kidney failure, Father God, anyone going on dialysis, anyone that's dealing with tumors and anything else going on in their body, Father God, we actually heal them, Father God. We actually rebuke sickness and disease off these people in Jesus' name. Anyone that's listening is dealing with sickness and disease, rebuke it. We send it back to the pits of hell. Rebuke the spirit of sickness and disease. Rebuke the spirit of disappointment, rejection, gluttony, gossiping, lust, perversion. We rebuke it and send it back to the pits of hell. Suicide thoughts, Father God. Brokenness, Father God. Father God, we rebuke those spirits. We send it back to the pits of hell, Father God. They have no power over us, Father God. Father God, we claim this new beginning with you in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you to watch over Zenaidia, Z-E-N-A-I-D-I-A. She said, my son is sick, Father God. I ask you to touch your son. I ask you to heal his body, Father God. I ask you to help him through whatever he's going through. Father God, I ask you to watch over him, Father God. I ask you to touch him right now, Father God. Anyone else that has children that are sick, Father God, touch them right now, Father God. Touch them and heal them in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Mario. He said, I want a better job. Father God, I ask you to touch him. That you'll give him a better job, Father God. Only you can give him that better job, Father God. So we ask you right now to touch him, Father God. We ask you to open up doors for him, Father God. But Father God, if you want him to stay on the job that he's at, show it to him, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over Daniel. He said, I want healing. Father God, touch him right now. He didn't say what was wrong, but Father God, touch his body from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Father God. We claim healing right now for Daniel. Father God, we ask you right now to give him peace in his life. Father God, watch over Lewis. He said, I have leg pains. Father God, I ask you to touch him, Father God, from the top of his thigh to the bottom of his toes, Father God. Touch him right now, Father God. Heal him, Father God. Rebuke the spirit of pain on these people's life. Rebuke the spirit of torture on these people's life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Our prayer of the month is, Heavenly Father, I have victory in you. Please let me receive an abundance of grace and a gift of righteousness. I ask you to reign in my life, Lord. Let your word increase my life. Please bless me in all my increase, Lord. Please help me stand firm in you. I ask that you open my eyes to wondrous things out of your word. In the name of Jesus, I bind, rebuke ungodly forces operating against me. I ask you to baptize me with your holy fire. Lord, I take every authority over every demon that is released against me and my family. Lord, I will rest at night because of your peace resting in my life. I ask right now, Lord, to break every and all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in my life. I bind, blind any spirit in Jesus' name, and I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember to read Proverbs 25. There you are. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, discernment of spirit, eyes and ears to be open. Remember to pray for anyone that's dealing with hives, wheezing, and lightheadedness. I hope you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any major platforms or any platforms. Remember to share with family member or friend. And if you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.